John chapter 6:63-67. It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words which I have spoken to you are Spirit and are life. But there are some of you who do not believe. For Jesus knew from the beginning who were the ones who did not believe, and who was the one who would betray him. And he said, "For this reason I have told you that no one can come to you unless it has been given to him from the Father." From that time, many of his disciples went back to what they left behind and no longer walked with him. Jesus therefore said to the 12, "Do you also want to go away?" In verse 63, the Lord says that the words which I have spoken unto you are Spirit and are life. The words in this verse is rhema in Greek, which means the instant and present spoken word. It differs from logos, which means the constant word. As in John 1:1, at this point, the words follow the Spirit. The Spirit is living and real, but rather mysterious, intangible, and difficult for people to apprehend. But the words are substantial. Firstly, the Lord indicated that for giving life, he would become the Spirit. Then he said that the words he speaks are Spirit and life. This shows that his spoken words are the embodiment of the life-giving Spirit. He is now the life-giving Spirit in resurrection. And the Spirit is embodied in his words. When we receive his words by exercising our spirit, we receive the Spirit who is life. The word is outside of us. When I receive the word into me, it immediately becomes the Spirit. When I speak the word out, the Spirit once again becomes the word. When you receive the word into you, the word becomes the Spirit once more. And when you speak the word out, it becomes the Spirit again. When people believe the gospel, they believe the word. As strange as it may seem, when people receive the word actually becomes the Spirit within them. This is very mysterious and marvelous.